Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents 1913-1914, page 1294 slide. Visible translated text is as follows. 250 States Exhibit Q. Miss Hattie Hall's testimony before coroner's jury as follows. He, Mr. Frank, came to Montag's before I went to his office. I went to his office after he went back, somewhere between 10 and 11. I didn't notice the clock. As to whether I got any financial sheet on Monday or not, I remember the previous Saturday I was at the pencil factory and I helped him make up the financial sheet. I filled in part of it. I suppose by that he must have got it up. I transferred some of the things to that sheet. Mr. Frank made up most of the work and I transferred some of the things to that sheet. I really don't remember whether it was morning or afternoon. It was morning. I don't work on Saturday afternoons. I don't remember that I was in the inner office with him at any time except when I was taking the letters. He was pretty quiet in there. I suppose he was at work. States Exhibit R. Accident report to the insurance company relative to Duffy's Injury Claim Division, Branch Office, the Travelers Insurance Company, 608-609 4th National Bank Building, Atlanta, Georgia. Immediate report of accident. Employee of National Pencil Company address, 3741 South Forsyth Street City, Atlanta. State, Georgia. Date and hour of accident, October 4th, 1912, 9:30 m. Date of this report, October 4th, 1912. Injured person. Name, J.E. Duffy. Address, 237 East Fair Street. Age, 21. Occupation, running eyelet machine. Weekly wages, $6.60. Married or single? Married. General duties, running machine. The machine, appliance, what was it? A piece of brass on machine or thing immediately. In whose control at the time? His own self. Causing accident. Was it sound and in good working order? Yes. Place of accident. Room or dept? No. 18A. No. Street. City or town. Contributing causes. Carelessness of injured person. No. Violation or negligence of fellow workmen. No. Rules. No. The accident. Description. Said party was putting a roll of brass on his machine. This brass is very sharp and same cut into flesh, nearly to the bone. Name and addresses of witnesses. L.A. Irwin, 4, man, Charlie Lee, machinist.